You may have heard Dan Zanes fronting the popular Boston rock band the Del Fuegos back in the 1980s, but these days it's your children who are more likely to be enjoying Zanes' music. Our music critic Christian Bordel spoke with Zanes about his new CD, House Party Time, and his new career playing all-ages music.
Jump up, day is breaking, jump up, let's get shaking, I know you're lying down, but jump up and we'll dance around.
In 1981, when he went away to college, Dan Zanes started a rock band with Tom Lloyd, a guy he met in the lunch line. The band became the Del Fuegos, and in 84, Rolling Stone magazine named them Best New Band.
Well, that was the ride that everybody wanted. It was the great way to squander your youth.
In the early 90s, after the Del Fuegos had called it quits, Dan and his wife withdrew to a small town in the Catskills, where Dan enjoyed a more quiet and contemplative life, growing chard and chopping firewood and recording a solo record. But a few years later, with the birth of their daughter Anna, the family decided to move back into New York City, and Papa Dan went out on a shopping trip to buy the kids some music.
I had the sound in my head of what I expected to find when I went into the record store. I knew just what I wanted. And it was the updated version of Pete Seeger and Lead Belly, Ella Jenkins, Woody Guthrie, the folk music I had grown up with. And I didn't find it. And it seemed that what I found were a lot of CDs that were tied into movies and TV shows.
Right.
Which was disappointing, to say the least.
Zanes first started trying to recreate that sound he had in his head with a few of the other dads in his West Village neighborhood in New York City. They played in parks and at some parties, and Dan started recording some of the songs in his home studio.
I'm in my 30s at that point, and there was a part of me that wanted to be a musician that really felt like a part of a community. And that's certainly what it had been in the early days of the Del Fuegos, and that's exactly what it is for me now.
One of the first songs he recorded was a version of Over the Rainbow that he and his brother-in-law, Donald Saff, had been practicing for Anna's birthday party.
Somewhere are blue.
One of the fun and appealing aspects of these CDs is the many musical guests, some famous and some not, that join Zanes to play and sing. I've
written up a little list for myself here. You got Suzanne Vega and Sandra Bernhardt came in, and Debbie Harry you mentioned, and Amy Mann, Sheryl Crow, Angelique Kidjo. It seems like it's just mostly attractive women that come in and play with you.
Well, there's Lou Reed.
And Philip Glass, so I guess that breaks the mold.
One thing that I was very excited about was having Philip Glass play on this new CD, and I'd run into his wife at a Christmas party, and he had been down to shows before with his young son, and I had asked his wife if she thought he might be willing to come in and play, and she said, oh, sure, sure. So, I had the song, and I had I have a portable pump organ. Huh. It's about waist height, and it folds up into a suitcase size, and I thought that would be the instrument for him to play. Come from the rock and roll world, it's not a big priority. In fact, it could be a liability at times if you
look too happy.
Happy
yeah. There.
So my wife would constantly say, you gotta smile.
How is it different doing a Dan Zanes and Friends show as opposed to a Del Fuegos gig?
It's different in every way, I think. And probably the most important thing is that there's no feeling of a wall between the band and the audience. You know, we walk out in the lobby after our show. We hang out with every last person that wants to say hello. It's just great. Mm. I feel like we have friends all around the country now.
In Los Angeles, this is Christian Bordel for Day to Day.
Woo! Ring, ring, doorbell ring. It's house party time. Everyone's invited. We're all gonna rock and sing and dance.
And you can hear full-length cuts from Dan Zanes' new disc, House Party, on our website, npr.org.